The Gospel of Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent is John 5, verses 1 to 16. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up, while I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friend, have you noticed how many times in the Gospel there is a confrontation between Jesus and the Pharisees? And how often it is because of the Sabbath? Why do you suppose the Gospels repeat this so often, if it is not because we need to hear it? The fact is that one of the greatest dangers for religious people is to become accommodated into their routines, make religion itself a routine, a common practice for them. And in this way, the Holy Spirit can no longer break through and do something new. We cannot have a personal relationship with Jesus in those terms if we just simply make religion a following of the law. And this is the challenge today before us. Jesus indeed is the Lord of the universe and the Lord of the Sabbath. But how were the Pharisees to know that in those times? Well, they should, by simply being open to the Holy Spirit and observing the miracles that he did, that only can be done by the finger of God. What signs is God doing in your life, around you, guiding you, moving you? And you might be missing it because your religion has become comfortable. We who are called to community, we see this all the time, every week. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. And how easy it is for us to just let it pass by. So today, let us recommit ourselves to be attentive to the marvels of Jesus in our midst, that we may respond with our whole heart. God bless you.